Hi, and welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're honest, is littered with moments of pain. From physical pain to emotional pain to mental pain to relational pain, as long as we're being honest, let's just be real. Life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly just doesn't seem fair. I'm just being real here. I say this every week, but it's vital that we get this into our spirit. Today, we're going to be talking a lot about God's love. But I have to say this. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, sexual and otherwise, but I found my identity in Christ. I've dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I've grieved the loss of friends and loved ones just like you. I've battled episodes of depression and I've endured panic attacks. I've endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Jesus Christ. And to top it all off, I know I say this every week, but it's just part of my reality. I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means, but it's honestly become more of an inconvenience, an annoyance than anything. And you know what else? In spite of all those painful things in my life, I can honestly say life is good, and I can say God is good. God wastes nothing. I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And what's the first step required to get to that truth? It's our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, to Father God, and He cleanses me. I confess my fear, my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that eradicates my fear. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever you fill in the blank with I am facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that very moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're not willing to get honest with God. And get this, if we're not willing to get honest with ourselves. It's in moments like that, moments of honesty with the Lord, that I am given grace to see my predicament or to see my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see a mountain that's impossible to get over, He sees a molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or feel a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort and heal. Where I see no way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. Honest truth is, Jesus can handle our honesty. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments from His point of view. I've already said this, but we're going to talk a lot about God's love today. God's nature is love. God is love. That simple truth has done more to set me free than anything I can convey to you. Reality is, I do not get to decide if God loves me. Think about that. That's a done deal. That leaves me with only two options in any given moment. I can either choose to believe God loves me, or I can choose to believe He does not love me. One choice leads to anxiety and fear. The other choice eradicates fear and alleviates anxiety. In moments of fear, moments of panic, I begin, and I do this all the time, I begin speaking out loud to my own soul, just like David did. Father, pour out your love upon me. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Father, show me how much you love me. When I speak it out loud and choose to believe it, my feelings begin to change. They really do. Fear and anxiety do not rule my life, even when dealing with the very real battle of Parkinson's. I'm honestly not afraid. Honestly, I'm, like I said, more annoyed with it than anything. Why is that? Because I honestly and utterly believe God loves me. And I'll take it a step further. I believe God likes me. Now, I say all that to say this. The very purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of your life. basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And if there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it's this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Whew, I've talked a lot already. I'm sorry, but I just had to get that out of my system. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Wider Than the Ocean. This is from the worship recording, Let It Rain. The song actually came to me way back on November 20th of 1991. And here's what I wrote about the song at that time. Because I am strongly motivated by the gift of mercy, I have a tendency to identify easily with others in their joy or in their sorrow or in their pain. I feel what others feel very easily. I also have a weakness that works against me in my motivation. I hear the lies of the enemy too. I feel the condemnation of the enemy as well as the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Once again, it is the word of the Lord, His voice, that reminds me who I am and who my Father is. This song came as I practiced something David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. This song is how I encouraged my own heart on this particular day. I pray that you would receive encouragement as well. God loves me. He loves me whether I believe it or not. Like I said, I only have two choices in any given moment. I can either receive God's love or I can reject it. One choice leads to fear and anxiety, and the other leads to freedom and joy. Romans 11:33 through 36 says this, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor? Or who has first given to Him that it would be paid back to Him? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen." God's love, this is what that verse says to me. God's love is so massive, our human brains cannot fully understand or comprehend it. I've found that simply believing He loves me and receiving that love is like being swallowed up in the most amazing ocean of pure love, pure joy in the universe. Let's soak in that ocean for a while. Here we go.
Wider than the ocean, deeper than the sea, stronger than the strongest wind that there could ever be, sweeter than a love song, tender as can be, is my Father's love for me. Wider than the ocean, deeper than the sea, stronger than the strongest wind that there could ever be, sweeter than a love song, tender as can be, is my Father's love for me. You are strength in weakness, joy when I am sad. When this life brings sorrow, You are there to make me glad. You are every answer to every question asked. You are who I cling to when there's nothing left to there could ever be, sweeter than a love song, tender as faithful friend. When my heart is hurting, you sing my heart a song. Near your heart is home to me, sweet home where I
love the presence of the Lord. Psalm 93, verses 3 through 5 says this, "The floods have lifted up, Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves. More than the sounds of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness is pleasing to your house, Lord, forevermore." And Psalm 98, verses 4 through 8 tells us to shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Be cheerful and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. May the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. May the rivers clap their hands and may the mountains sing together for joy. When I think of God's love, I'm quite often drawn to comparing the massiveness of that love to the first time I ever saw the ocean. I remember that first time. Its vastness and its might took my breath away. And the truth is, His love still takes my breath away. His love truly is wider than the ocean and deeper than the sea, and then some. So let's do this. Let's plunge into the depths of that love today and find the needs of our hearts met beyond our wildest dreams. Well, I have loved today's podcast. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, you know her well, my amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's easy. Just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, there's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online at All in All Church the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan. That's facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And would you mind doing this for me? Take a few seconds and leave a review wherever you happen to be listening to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. Those reviews really do help increase listeners. And when you leave those reviews, it means a lot to me. So that would help me out. Would you do that for me? And don't forget to check out some of my books, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which happens to detail some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and a novel called The Short Life. So check those all out at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Dennis Jernigan podcast today. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Wider Than the Ocean, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes. And remember this, get this, because this has been all about what we've been talking about today. God loves you. God loves you. Just receive it. Believe it. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.